T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio is brought to you by JP Roofing. Mike, should I still go to France next week?
I thought when your guy was doing the segue, I thought it was going to be speaking of trash everywhere. Here's Mike Florio, so thank you for not doing that. Thank you. I didn't know you were going to France. Why would you go to France? What's in France that we don't have here?
Fresh baguettes.
Eiffel Towers, Versailles, things of that nature.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
Okay. Well, okay.
You're not a world traveler, Mike?
No. I don't have a passport. I need to get a passport.
You don't have a passport?
No. They play our show in London and the rest of the UK and Ireland on Sky Sports, so they've been wanting us to go over there because they think that we have a good British sensibility, so we need to go over there, but I need to get a passport.
A good British sensibility? Explain that a little bit more.
They think that we have the right kind of BS detector and we call it like it is. And we just think the way they think and we view the NFL the way they do. We don't just blindly applaud everything. We're very skeptical and critical and snarky.
Oh,
and
okay. No, I get it.
So for the British way, they're looking at Good Morning Football and they're thinking too frou-frou, too much fun.
The quote that I've gotten from people in the UK is that Good Morning Football is too USA for the UK.
That's a slap right in Kyle Brandt's
take that, Brandt.
Big chiseled
you
jaw.
Ivy League educated jerk. All right, Mike. Do you think Ben Roethlisberger really came close to signing with the 49ers?
I listened to what he said, and I don't think it was all that close. I think they were doing due diligence. Like, at what point would they have made the call? Was it just in the immediate aftermath of the Dolphins game when Jimmy Garoppolo got injured early? Brock Purdy took over. They still won the game. They ended up going with Brock Purdy. Like, where was it in the life cycle of the 2022 49ers that they activated the Ben Roethlisberger bat signal? And I guess that would be it. And what do you do? Do you want him there as a backup to Brock Purdy? Do you want to just insert him as the starter with no knowledge of the team, the offense, the players, anything? So
did he get asked that question, by the way, in that interview, like when it happened? Did that come up?
I don't know. I just listened to the clip that made its way to me because I clicked on a couple links and I tried to find the podcast and I realized it wasn't 93.7 The Fan, so I wasn't going to listen to it. So I don't know the answer to that. But the clip I did listen to, it made me think it was all very preliminary. And maybe it was preliminary because he wasn't interested. If he would have been very interested, then maybe it would have happened. But I feel like one of these days, one of these retired quarterbacks is going to come back for a Roger Clemens half season. I thought Brett Favre was going to do it 12 years ago. I think Tom Brady could do it at some point under the right circumstances. But we've seen a couple of these guys now. Drew Brees almost came back late 2021 when he was working for NBC, when the Saints had guys that were either injured and or on the COVID list, and there was a Monday night game against the Dolphins, and he almost came back for that.
Did Philip Rivers try to come back to the Niners and get rebuffed to that effect? Because I think Rich Eisen said that Rivers basically said, hey, do you want me to come back? And they said, thanks, but no thanks.
Well, Rivers then backed off on that, and Eisen was rattling off rumors he'd heard at the scouting combine, so he wasn't really reporting it as fact. It's just that's what the talk was. So, again, it worked out for them. Now, it would have been nice to have one more quarterback active, no matter who it was, during the NFC Championship game. But I'd love to know at what point in the season they thought we need, if it got to that, Ben or Phillip Rivers or someone else. Was it as simple as after Trey Lance breaks his ankle in week two and it's Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, did they want a buffer between Garoppolo and Purdy? I'd just love to know exactly when. And maybe it came up somewhere during that interview, and now I guess I'm going to have to go find it and listen to it again. You know, I'm just too lazy to go find the thing. I get lost, and then I got to listen to it. I hate having to actively listen because I start paying attention to other things, and then I got to, you know, you got to click that button and go back and listen again. So
you think Ben could have thrived with the Niners had he actually somehow that actually happened, Mike? How do you think it turns out on the field?
You never know when Father Time wins for good, right? We don't know unless we see the Willie Mays moment. Kyle Shanahan is a very good offensive coach, though, and I think he would have adapted his system to fit Ben Roethlisberger, his lack of knowledge and the fact he's kind of learning it on the fly, and you build in a little bit more and a little bit more. And that is such a run-based offense. A lot of what he would have been doing is just handing the ball off. That's one of the things Shanahan does when it's time to game plan for a defense and attack the next opponent. He and this is something Chris Sims knows very well because he and Shanahan are close friends. Shanahan begins by coming up with the plan in the run game. How do I beat this defense with the run? And the pass kind of flows from that.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, our guest. In the last minute, the Browns have traded for Jets wide receiver Elijah Moore. He goes there with the 74th pick for the 42nd pick. So it's a third and more for a second. The Jets needed to trade more because they signed Mecole Hardman to a one-year deal today. What are they going to have to give up, Mike, to get Aaron Rodgers in New York?
Green Bay wants the 13th overall pick in this year's draft and more. And I think they want something that's tied to the possibility of Rodgers playing in 2024. We've all just kind of shrugged at the Packers' demands, like, well, it's Aaron Rodgers. You should give up a lot for him. You know, they ultimately got a third-round pick for Brett Favre 15 years ago from the Jets. And I think that deal was easier to do because it came to a head after that year's draft. So you're getting him training camp 2008. The next draft is 2009. Let's do a pick based upon how much he plays and how well the Jets do in 2008. It could have gone up to a first-round pick if Favre had taken 80% of the snaps and they'd gone to the Super Bowl. It landed at a third-rounder because it was between – I think 50 and 70% of the snaps. So no, they didn't make the playoffs. That's what kept it from going to a third rounder or to a second rounder, excuse me. So something like that would be fair. And I wrote today, and I've been banging this drum for the past couple of days now, you know, the Jets just need to, at some point, say to the Packers, what else are you going to do? Like, are you going to pay him $60 million if he comes back? You need him to retire or you need to trade him? He doesn't want to accept the trade anywhere else. And even though he doesn't have a no-trade clause, if he doesn't want to play for another team, that other team isn't just going to trade for him. So I just think the Jets need to be more aggressive with the Packers because the 13th overall pick, that's too much for a guy that you don't want and who doesn't want to be there. You've moved on from Aaron Rodgers. To expect a 13th overall pick, I think, is unreasonable. To expect a first-round pick next year if they get to the Super Bowl, that's a different story altogether. And my guess would be the Jets would be happy to give up a first-round pick if that means they will have gotten to the Super Bowl this year. So the Packers are willing to wait until the 2023 draft. The Jets need to say to the Packers, we're willing to wait until training camp. We're willing to wait until week one if we have to, because by week one, they have to move him off the roster, and they can't cut him. The only way to avoid that $60 million is to trade him.
So when does this actually happen, this deal, Mike? If you had to guess, because you just named two very different dates, when do you think Aaron Rodgers is actually playing for the New York Jets?
My guess is that cooler heads will prevail between now and the draft. And one of the things that we need to take into account, Arizona this weekend, all the teams get together, the owners get together. Mark Murphy and Woody Johnson could possibly get together over a beer or a cocktail or something and just work this out. Let's just work this out. It's what everyone wants. Let's work it out. But the challenge with any of these moves, both sides have to agree when the deadline is. What is the deadline? And the Packers could say the draft, and the Jets could say training camp, and maybe it becomes training camp. So I'd like to think it gets done by the draft, but if it doesn't get done by the draft, I think it gets done at the start of camp. And again, at some point, the Jets have to be firm with the Packers, and Rodgers has to say, if you don't do this, you have to deal with me in camp at a time when you're trying to move forward to Jordan Love.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Mike, what do you think it's going to take for Odell Beckham Jr. to sign with someone?
He's going to have to accept the fact that he's not going to get paid the kind of money he's looking for. And I could see him do – now, he should just do a one-year deal and get the most he can and do something that's a blend of salary plus extra payment based upon how many games he plays, how many catches he has, how much he's able to be effective. So maybe do almost like Baker Mayfield, $4 million and you can double it to $8 million, or $5 million and you can double it to $10 million. He wants a lot more than that. And he bristled at, and I wasn't the only one who reported this. There have been multiple reports he wants $20 million a year. And I never said I want $20 million a year. Well, okay, the top 15 receivers in the NFL, 15 highest paid receivers, are at $20 million. So do you not think you're one of the top 15 receivers in the NFL? I mean, it's not that hard to do the logic on Odell Beckham to say, well, you should want $20 million or damn close to it if you still think you're this good. And I think he may just have to do that one-year deal or do a long-term deal that has a major balloon payment after 1 year so it looks good when he signs it. If he's into the perception, oh, long-term deal with whoever, and it looks like it's 5 years, $95 million or whatever, you know, something close to 20, but it's actually a one-year reasonable deal, and after 1 year, the team has to decide whether or not to pick it up for the rest of the way.
Mike, it sure seems like the Steelers are way out on OBJ. Should they be way in on him? How much of a fit would that be?
I think they're fine with the guys they have. And, you know, remember, they still have the secret sauce on how to go out and draft receivers. So you got a draft coming up with a lot of younger and cheaper guys.
Do they have that secret sauce, or was that secret sauce, as much as it somewhat pains me to say this, the fact that they had a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Well, I think that they know how to find good receivers, and it does help to have a great quarterback. You know, it's the old Joe Montana, Jerry Rice conversation, who makes who great, and in the end they both do. But there are plenty of teams that have great quarterbacks that have struggled with receivers. Look what the Patriots did all those years when Brady was there, struggled to find good receivers. I think that Kevin Colbert came up with some sort of top secret criterion that they're very – humble about, and very, very, as they should be, protective of. But they know how to find receivers. And the receiver position is becoming like the running back position in that every year you can find guys in the draft. All those 7-on-7 camps that they're using to develop quarterbacks, all those passes being thrown at those 7-on-7 camps, someone's catching them. Receivers are developing as well. And we may be moving toward a point where, hey, why do we need to spend a lot of money on a receiver? We can just go find a guy round two, round three, round four, wherever, and we can develop him into a good player.
Mike, is Lamar Jackson going to play in Indianapolis next year?
I doubt that the Colts would make a move on him. I think that it would be a situation where if they don't get the guy they want at number four, if they get leapfrogged by a team that trades up with the Cardinals and the draft goes quarterback, 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 and those are the three guys that the Colts would have wanted, and they don't want the fourth one, then maybe they use that pick and would consider trying to pursue Lamar Jackson after the draft. Because after the 2023 draft, if you sign him to an offer sheet and the Ravens don't match, then it's the 2024 and 2025 first-round picks that go to the Ravens. But the thing is, I think it's as big of an impediment as anything in this reluctance by teams to go after Lamar Jackson. I think it's a stew of factors. And yes, the 5-year fully guaranteed expectation is one of them. I think teams believe the Ravens are going to match. So why would you go do the Ravens work for them? Why would you do for the Ravens what they've been unable to do? We're going to negotiate a long-term deal with Lamar Jackson. And then the Ravens see the terms and they say, thank you very much. We've been trying 2.5 years to do this and we couldn't do it. Thank you. And they get nothing. You get nothing. If you're the team that signs them to the offer sheet and the Ravens match it, you get nothing other than the disruption, potentially, that comes from everyone knowing you signed Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet. You know, I've been saying the Lions should do it, but what if they do it and they don't get him? Then they have Jared Goff, and it looks like Jared Goff is the guy they don't want anymore. I mean, hell, but not that it didn't work out for the Falcons, but the Falcons last year had to unload Matt Ryan when they didn't get Deshaun Watson. And the Browns had to boomerang back around and offer Deshaun Watson 5 years fully guaranteed because they pissed off Baker Mayfield when they went after Deshaun Watson. So it just adds to the overall complexity of it. And I'm going to be surprised if anyone does it.
Is there any dark horse team you could see that hasn't been connected to this, though, emerging? I've seen San Francisco just tossed out there.
New England. People in Boston are talking about it.
So New England, Tennessee, and San Francisco, Mike, you hearing anything about any of those three cities?
I can't see San Francisco after they gave up a total of three first-round picks and a third-round pick for Trey Lance, and they still don't know what he's going to be. And I also think the 49ers are a team to watch next year for Kirk Cousins because he's due to become a free agent. And Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan has admitted that he didn't scout Patrick Mahomes in 2017 when the 49ers had the second pick in the draft because Shanahan was convinced he was getting Cousins the next year. So I'd say the Patriots would be the ones to watch just because of this model that I suggested. Wait until after the draft. Patriots have the 14th pick this year. That's too high because it doesn't have to be a first-round pick of any level. It's just your first-round pick. So 24 and 25, especially if they have Lamar Jackson, Patriots will be picking lower. I could see them try it. And I could also see them not caring about working out the offer sheet. They did that with Emmanuel Sanders. Remember that, like 10 years ago when he was a restricted free agent? They signed him to like a one-year offer sheet and the Steelers matched it. So, you know, if it lights a fire under Mac Jones a little bit, so be it. But, you know, I don't think anybody is going to credibly claim that Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson, and I could see Bill Belichick being fascinated by the possibility of working with Lamar. But I think the Ravens would be even more inclined to match an offer sheet that Lamar Jackson was signed with the Patriots. I mean, there's still a lot of acrimony between those two teams.
A man without a passport, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, beloved in Great Britain. Thank you, Mike.
Enjoy France. Enjoy France.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.